So we're all growing mustaches.
Sorry, I've grown a mustache.
We're all grown mustaches.
Grown up mustaches.
I think I ate raw chicken for lunch and I feel like I'm going to shit myself.
I cannot stop.
I felt like I needed to poo before and I went to the toilet and I went like this. Herp, and I was like, oh, okay, that wasn't so big. And I obviously looked and it was just a nightmare. It was like, so the whole bowl was filled.
I've been doing this thing lately because I'm eating better and drinking Metamucil. Because I don't know about you guys, if you guys know this, but I have fishes swimming around in my asshole.
Yeah, like a cod.
Yes, an anal cod. I've started pooing solid. Started pooing solid and normal, and
solid and normal.
Yeah, instead of just like either constipated or having diarrhea, I'm doing regular poos. But now I'm doing this thing where at the start of the day, pretty much at the exact same time, I'll do a shit. And then like an hour later, I do another full shit. What's that about?
Yeah. Welcome to human beingness.
I don't understand that. I'm like, I've already done it all today. Where's this other one come from? And why couldn't they line up together?
Do you have what they call overflow diarrhea? Oh, not diarrhea, just overflow shits?
Probably. What? I don't know what that means.
It means there's so much in you that it just there's just multiple ready to go. Like, I remember there was a girl in primary school that told me that she had to go to the doctor and she got like a scan to see how.
Were you also in primary school?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Just driving past.
Yeah, she said to me, she said,
you look backed up.
No, she was backed up and she had to go to the doctor for a scan. And then the doctor was like, yeah, look at this scan. And her intestines were full, chock a block.
Oh my God.
So her body had started to.
Like the Hume Highway.
Yeah, so her body had started to liquidate the poo.
So it's a fire sale, everyone.
Yeah,
all shits must go.
Exactly. So they liquidated it and they got out of it.
They got out of it by the skin of their teeth.
What did you just send me?
I sent you this picture. I sent it to Bruce today. It's the context isn't necessary, but I'm wearing this jumper and it looks like I'm wearing nothing and I have like weird alien skin.
That's exactly what nothing I was gonna say. All. I was gonna say, why do you have no body features? That's horrifying.
It's very difficult to look at.
I thought you were naked. You're not naked. And then I wondered why your neck had such a weird fold.
Yeah.
But that's just the end of the jumper.
All right, let's do a podcast, boys.
We love a sight gag, Ben.
Love a sight gag on the podcast.
Woo, GMAT. Yay.
Hello, and welcome to episode 151 of the Discord GMAT podcast. But I think for the listeners, maybe prepare for another one of these. I feel like we might be extending. Seems like the whispers of the of people is that it's looking like they'll extend.
Do you reckon?
Victoria's circuit breaker lockdown has been extended.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/therealGMAT. Go pick up yourself an Aiden Jonathan cup, a Ben J mug, or a GMAT sock. Please do that. Hey, that intro is brought to you by me because we've run out of intros. Could you come on? This is a team effort. There's not just three of us. There's four of us. How many people listen to this podcast?
How many people are in it?
No, listen, it doesn't matter. It's a dumb joke and the music's still going. Submit your intros to contact the realgmat.tv. Cut the music!
Already nothing to say.
Yep.
It's the music.
Cut the music. Hey, submit your intros. We'd love to see them because we've run out. We've run out and I want some intros to play on the podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is GMAT. I'm the host of the GMAT podcast. I'm joined on Discord by Aiden Jonathan.
Hi there. How are you?
With a fantastic mustache.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
And Ben Jabus. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you so much for having me.
With also a fantastic mustache.
The beginnings of.
Hey, don't worry. We're both here, Ben. I get it. I really do. Some of us can grow real big, solid mustaches like Aiden and my dad and my mum. And some of us have to take a little bit of time. Like me and my brothers. We're pathetic.
All of you.
Yeah, it's weird because it was his. I don't want to talk shit about my mum straight at the start of the podcast.
You wanted to save it.
Yeah.
But?
But she has said many a time And she grows body hair really well. And has to like pluck her mustache.
Well,
like
sometimes it skips a generation.
Yeah. And none of us can. We're all so shit at it. And my dad has like, my dad is like, he looks like me, but with a full beard. And it's disturbing.
It is unsettling to see pictures of him.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it's like the ghost of what you could have had.
Yeah.
He looks like you come back from the future to warn you of something.
I am going to set myself up here, boys, because it's a Discord podcast. We got to get
probably
cozy.
We should have done that before we
started. Oh, I had to move because I had to hear the intro and shit.
All right, your little taco blanket.
Oh, I got my little taco blanket. It's a cozy podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. We're just going to sit here and hang out and chat because I don't have that many notes. I'll tell you what, though.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about calling out Mayweather.
Really?
Yeah, apparently that's all you got to fucking do is say, I'm calling out Mayweather, and then you get to go box with him. Logan Paul did it this time.
Logan.
It's been Jake. It's been Logan. It's been a lot of them. Here's the thing.
Did you see any of the fight?
I was watching highlights today. And
are they both boxers now? Both of the Pauls?
Yeah. I think Logan actually has like boxing experience. Like when I say experience, he like boxed when he was in school and that sort of stuff.
Right.
But as
we
should
call both of them out into like a WWE match and just hit them with chairs.
That'd be great.
I think they're doing good work, and because they're like YouTubers and they're obviously shitty people.
Terrible people.
Nobody wants to. Nobody in the sport wants to take them legitimately. Because they shouldn't be taken legitimately. They're jokes. But you know what?
They are jokes. They're just terrible.
But Yusuf is like, you know.
They're all, I mean.
Conor McGregor is like, has real YouTube energy.
Yes.
They're all.
He's the same.
I think they fit perfectly into that environment. Maybe not boxing. But what Mayweather said was that he was surprised and he had a lot of fun. Like it was a good, they survived. They went the full rounds. No winner was picked.
There was a winner was picked.
Was there? Didn't declare a winner.
I thought Mayweather won, but it didn't win via knockout, which everyone thought he was going to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, yeah.
Like he won unanimously, I'm fairly certain. But because I have access, I'm going to look it up on
that. That's a good idea. We don't want to misquaff.
Who won? Paul.
But it said like Mayweather said he was a good fighter. So, you know, maybe he deserves a little pat on the back and maybe stop being a douchebag.
One moment, please. I might be keep going. Sorry, I said one moment.
That's all I've got. I just don't know how I'd go in the ring with Mayweather. Do you think I'd win?
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You could have like this Simpson-esque bout. Do no training.
And just see how many punches.
Just go in there and hopefully have a thick head.
Yeah. I think I do. Because you guys know how many concussions I've had.
I don't think it's that thick if you get concussed all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the opposite and you've unfortunately got like a wafer-thin head.
That's what they
a head made of crepe paper.
That's what they say. They call me old wafer-thin head. And
Mayweather just punches straight through you the first knockout.
Yeah. Yeah,
that kind of makes me feel like boxing is just bullshit if they did actually draw.
What do you got there, Aiden?
According to Fox News, Matthew, you are the Fox Sports. Sorry, not Fox News. Same thing. According to Fox News, everyone's a dick. No, so Fox Sports says that there was no winner and there was no loser. It was a draw. You're right.
Oh, I thought
boxing sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a massive age difference between the two of them. Logan Paul's the same age as me. And Mayweather's 44, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been 4 years retired. So, like, I mean, to get a draw.
But he's still, like, one of the greatest defensive boxers that ever lived, isn't he?
That's true. It's true. If Mike Tyson went in the ring with Logan Paul, you'd expect a knockout. So, if they drew, you'd be
God,
like.
Oh, God, I hope that happens. He's back training again. Let's get that.
Yeah, Mayweather's not a knockout guy. Although I did see some of the fight, and Logan Paul just fucking was swinging and swinging and
he's
swinging.
He's big. Like, he's a strong guy. He's built solid. And Mayweather's got smaller and quicker.
He ran out of puff.
Just run out of that steam.
Yeah, he didn't have much steam left.
What if the GMAT podcast calls out Mayweather and it's 3v1 and we all go up against him?
Do we get weapons?
I don't think that's how boxing works.
We end up being like the Stooges, though. He just duck and weave. We end up accidentally punching each other in the corner of the eyes.
A shotgun curly. But I think we have a chance. If I think I can kill a lion, which I do, I can.
Which, by the way,
that mindset
is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my days.
I could kill a lion. I could.
I love nothing more than watching, and I've been on. I've been looking at this one Reddit page. By the way, you guys, I love Reddit. I never used Reddit before, and now like Bruce is recommending me all these Reddits for like win stupid prizes. And
I told you you would love it.
It's so fucking good. All I do.
What's exactly you?
What's win stupid prizes?
I follow two. Follow, is that how you do? I've subscribed to two Reddit pages.
Sure, there's a lingo, folks.
And one of them's win stupid prizes, which is a bunch of people doing stupid things.
Right.
And one of them was a guy, like, it's a classic video. You see it all the time. It's like the one, there's two videos you see a lot of. It's the people at the gym doing the leg machine where you push it out.
And then their leg
folds backwards like a cricket.
Yep, that's horrifying.
I've seen so much of that. That one's pretty rough. And every time I see it, I'm like, oh, here we fucking go.
Yeah, I can't watch those. I cannot watch those.
Only so many times I can see that video in the same. And it always is exactly the same. Their legs go out and then they go down. And it's like, oopsie doopsie. You are going to be in rehab for a while.
Yeah. Your feet are touching your chin. Oh, no.
Yeah, if you shit, you're going to shit on the back of your knees. And the other one you see a lot of is, I don't know what it is in the US. They seem to have like open zoos where you can get right up to like a chain link fence with a lion there.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who's got a rat. They're like feeding the lion and he's got the rat and he's fucking around with the lion. And the lion's got the claws up against the chain link fence, you know, bang, 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 bang. And then he's just not paying attention. And then the lion gets his hand and has a claw in his hand and he's like stuck against the fence. And you're like, yes, that's exactly what we all wanted to see. And he's going, trying to pull his hand away from the lion who wants to eat the fuck out of him. And he gets away. Obviously, they pull away, but he's going to have to go and get stitches and shit. That's one claw, Aiden.
Yeah.
And he's stopped. He can't do anything.
I didn't say I was going to fight the lion mano a mano. I'm going to be paying the lion. I'm smart enough. I could be in a bus. I could kill a lion.
When you say you could kill a lion, you mean you could run over a
lion.
Would the lion die?
Maybe not.
Yes. Yes, I would kill a lion. If
that's not you killing a lion, that's a bus killing a lion.
Excuse me. If you run over a human being, the fucking car doesn't go to prison.
It should.
I think I could argue.
You killed the person. If I drove at you wanting to kill you and I killed you with my car, I killed you.
Do you want to know
Therefore, I could kill a lion.
Do you know a very, very fun fact? Please. I don't know if I've ever articulated this, and I'll get the finer details of it because I don't know. I don't have them. But my dad in 1996 or 97 or something, he was run over by a drunk driver. Back at Chepmorumna. He was hit and he was in a coma for quite a bit of time.
This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, big time, big time.
This is a fun fact.
And he the person who ran him over didn't go to jail and barely got charged because of a technicality with drink driving where he did a hit and run. So he should have, the drink driving charge would have been worse than the hit and run charge. And he admitted to having alcohol in his system or something like that, but he never was able to get breathalyzed. And they changed the law in Victoria to be specific around if that situation ever happened again. They did some law changes because my dad got hit by a car.
So your dad impacted Victorian road policy?
Exactly.
That is a fun fact.
It is. I want to get the finer details because I feel like it doesn't.
I'd like the policy number. Yeah. I'd like the number and like, you know, subsection 2A of policy 74F.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's fine now. He's just got that fucking dumb arm.
And he eats like he wants to die.
I was talking to him today. And halfway through the call, it was like, it went like, and he picks up his, he gets, sorry, I dropped my phone. I was like, you got to hold it with the good hand. he handballs me these jokes all the time. And there's nothing I can do.
You could just let him go through the keeper.
I have to bully him. It's the only thing.
You're going to set yourself up, Dad.
You really back me into a corner of having to make fun of his disabilities.
That's terrible.
He sent me, I'm so fucking sick of him at the moment. He keeps sending me boomer memes. And he sent he sent me this one that's like, tag a person and send this to them. And it's this guy that walks up to the camera and goes, it takes him forever to walk up to the camera, like 20 seconds, and he hits the camera and goes, the person who sent this to you just wants to let you know that you're a cunt, and then that's it. And he sent that to me, and I didn't reply. And then he sent it to me again 3 days later, and I didn't reply. And then he calls me. He's like, why aren't you answering my things? Like, what do you want me to say? Ha, 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 ha. Like, it's
not funny.
It's dumb.
I want you to send him back a Minions meme.
You have just been beamed.
It's like, I want to be memeing with you. What's wrong?
I want to be memeing. Oh my God. You have to memeing back with your dad.
He didn't say that. I'm just making up.
Or you can't paint a better picture of your father. Like,
exactly like what you would do. Like, he's you 20 years from now.
Yes. It's
the same goofy, crass shit, but out of touch now.
it's either he'll send me that or he'll send me 240p grainy footage of like a scene, like a skit from like an old Skid House episode where the audio is all like this. The one he sent me yesterday was this kid and this dad. It's a great sketch. The kid and the dad are walking through the park and the kid looks sad and he goes, Dad, why did you and Mum get a divorce? And then he gets down at the same level as his kid and he goes, son, honestly, it was you. And that's the whole sketch. But it would have been funny if it wasn't, what have you got a divorce? Oh, honestly, it was you, son. In fucking 240p, like it's an MMS.
It was made in MS Paint.
Yeah. I can. So, yeah, I'm sick of my dad because he's trying to connect with me.
That is horrendous.
Yeah, well, fucking, he fucked up. He gave birth to me.
He didn't give birth to you. What do you mean?
His problem is he had a child that was too much like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, you're just never going to connect.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Aiden.
Yes.
Do you know what, boss? Do you know what Ben did the other day?
As in Benjamin J?
As in Benjamin J from the GMAT podcast.
Do you know, Matt, I don't know what Ben did the other day.
Did something very, very, I would argue very rude and very mean.
Okay, shit. Here we go, calling out another member.
I don't know how to present it to you. I think maybe...
Just tell the story of...
Ben, would you like... Do you want to read the text messages or do you want me to tell the story first? Like,
No, I think you tell it. But you just tell the story as it goes through and then go with the messages and...
Okay, all right.
It all happened because you know, when you're panicking and
everything. Can you read the messages? I want you to get involved.
You want me to read... I'll read my messages. We'll do it like a little...
Okay, all right. So
okay, can you set the scene?
Here's what's
the
happening.
Exterior.
I'm exterior the backyard of my house. I'm getting the lawnmower. I'm going out to mow the nature strip. And if I go out the front of my house and Jason's there, I'll say, "G'day, Jason." Like it feels rude if we're both outside to not give him a wave and say,
I would never. I would literally just nod my head.
Because like I walk right past him. He's like 10 meters away from there. G'day, Jason. Like, how's your day? Like, and he'll do the same to me if he catches me.
Get at his feet.
Or if he drives past me, he'll wave me. Like, we wave at each other. We're
buddies.
We're good now. Me and Jason have really nailed it down. We're good.
Only took 2 years.
but he wasn't home and his wife was at the front doing some gardening. And I couldn't for the life of me remember her name. And I hate when I address people and when I say hello to people, I like to say their name because it feels more personal, feels nicer. I say people's names when I talk to them. So I was like, fuck, what's her name? And I went to Bruce. I was like, do you remember the name? And he's like, I don't know. I think it's Lisa. And I'm like, I don't think it's Lisa because I think Lisa might be the one on the other side. So what I was going to do was going to go out just say, hey, g'day.
The smart thing,
but I was like,
but you thought better of that.
I was like, oh, you know what? I'll ask Ben what the name is.
Why would you? In what world do you think he's going to be a helpful person in this scenario?
I cannot I can't in what tell world? You where my ben head is was like, when I thought this
ben
was a good idea.
Ben is like you when your dad sends you a meme. You said, what's the name? And Ben's like, what the fuck do you want me to do about it?
It's like when he sent me the message, I was like, has he never met me?
Because
we've known each other for it was what, not 10 years, maybe like 7 years now.
It's a long time.
It was so innocuous and pointless. And I was like, to me, it wasn't something that I immediately thought that you would make a joke out of. It's like if I said,
do you remember when we were sitting on the couch when I was living in the big house and you were over there and your mum called you and she's like, we're staying at this place. And she said, oh, it's on this street. And you're like, and how do you spell that? For no reason. You knew how to spell it. And you just looked at me. That was way more pointless than this. Yeah. This was a great gag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's been called a great gag. Here we go.
So I message him on Saturday at 3:57. I say, do you remember Jason's wife's name?
Fair enough. Simple question. Basic, innocent.
Simple answer. I said Andrea.
And it was immediate. It was quick. So I was like, thank you. And then I went outside and I said,
no.
And I said, no, actually, I won't tell you what I said. This is how the next message goes. So I said, thank you. And Ben, what did you say?
Oh, I just like tried to fill it out because I knew I couldn't remember exactly what her name was. So I grabbed a name that I knew it definitely wasn't because Andrea is not like an everyday name. So I was just like, I know it's definitely not Andrea. So I'm going to say that. And then I thought like, oh, hang on, that was too quick and too friendly. I've got to
which is
fine.
Put some stank it's on fine it. Because the second I said thank you, I threw my phone down and I went.
Oh, really? So I said, why? Are you even his neighbor if you don't know his wife's name? Just trying to throw some little like sarcastic whatever in there so he'd feel like it was more real.
And I came,
couple of minutes of silence.
I came back and that's the messages I saw before I sent this, before I said, I hate you. Do you know how confidently I just called her Andrea? I fucking hate you.
Oh God damn it,
I hate you.
Oh my God, that's intense. That's so embarrassing.
I went.
Idiot.
I went straight out. I went straight out, and I was like, "G'day, Andrea." Like, and she looked at me, and to her credit, she went, "It's Claire." and I said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And she was like, "That's okay. I've forgotten your name as well." And then we had an introduction. I was like, "It's Matt. I'm so sorry."
Oh my God, that's so funny. That's so embarrassing.
Ben said, "This has made my day worth it. This has made today worth it." Fucking piece of shit.
Dorian, hello, Andrea. It's Claire. Yep. It's not even close.
There he goes to tell me the whole story about like she's out of the front, blah blah blah, and I said this, and she then corrected me and told me her name, but I was so flustered I don't even remember. I think it's Claire, but I'm second guessing myself. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Andrea.
Oh, that's such a brilliant gag, man.
So
I
stupid.
I am so happy you did that.
So stupid. I felt like an absolute moron.
You should. That's hysterical. That is hysterical. Oh, my
Next
God.
Next time we do the podcast in person, if she's out the front, I'm going to say hi, Andrea.
Oh, God damn it.
God damn.
Speaking of feeling like a moron, I did that trivia night I was talking about.
Oh, really?
And it went not well.
What do you mean?
I was on a team with like four other people and every single one of them were like constantly like, you got like they had the answers. They all submitted something. They all added something to the team. And all I added to the team was nothing. A big fuck all. In fact, I got one question wrong and everyone believed me. Like I said, I think it's this. I mean, okay, we'll try this. And then I did it.
It's Andrea, guys. It's Andrea.
Fucking felt like such a moron.
Andrea. Ben, are you surprised by that in any way, shape, or form?
I don't know. I thought that because he's good at doing gags like that to people, but he's so not savvy at picking up when they're done to him.
No, so, about the trivia, not about Andrea, you fool.
Oh, I'm still thinking about that.
Because
it is baffling to me that he was so that like, is, thank you very much. I'm like, it's not even close. Yeah, I know it's not close.
It boggles the mind to think that he messaged you and then took the first answer at face value.
But he himself is such a shit stirrer as well.
If you had told me it was Andrea, that's the last thing I would have ever called her, ever. Yeah. I would never have gone, if she said Andrea, I would have been shocked.
Obviously now, I'm like, why the fuck did I think that? And like,
also, why couldn't you just say hello?
Because I just wanted to. I try so hard with them because of how much of a fuckhead I've been.
Yeah. You've really redeemed yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Ben, how would you feel? Because Mass just said he should at trivia, and last week, I remember how I asked a couple of questions. Sienna messaged me and said that, and actually also Verity messaged me and said that it was really fun. So can we do a Ben versus Matt trivia?
No.
Yeah, of course we can.
Yes. Okay.
If you don't want to, Matt, then you've got to have enough notes to fill out this podcast.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to find one.
You're right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Do extra hard one so that at least Ben doesn't get them right as well.
Okay, extra hard.
I mean, not super hard.
Then we're just gonna be sitting here okay, hard trivia. Okay, hard trivia. Let's just do hard trivia. Okay.
Nah, this is going to be shit that neither of us... We're just going to sit here and...
Okay, I'm just going to do... medium trivia.
Can we do it like you ask us different questions and we don't all have to... We don't have to race for the answer?
What I'm going to do is... Here, 74 general trivia questions. We're not going to do 74.
Okay.
And I'm just going to ask you one at a time.
What was interesting about that for the listener? Did they
I don't know. Sienna
loves everything we do.
Sienna, yes, but then Verity said it, and I was like, holy shit, okay, it must have been good. All right, who should I start with?
Ben.
Start with question one. We'll both answer it if we know.
I want time to think about my answer.
I want to do this. I want to do this
want
because
time
I want
to think on a podcast.
It's the panic. It's the race that makes me fuck up.
Okay. Ben. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the GMAT Trivia Night. I'm your host, Aiden. Theme soon. It's trivia. Okay, Ben.
Mm.
What is the loudest animal on Earth?
Andrea.
I should get a notebook to take score.
It's gonna be like that, like an eagle, that scream that they do, right?
Or that chipmunk that goes, ah!
So you think it's an eagle, Ben? Is that you're lucky an eagle?
I don't know. I guess so. I don't know how loud some shit is. I see it on
that
TV.
That is wrong, Ben. The answer is a sperm whale. That is Ben is okay, and then Matt. Okay.
All right, I've liking these odds so far.
Matt.
Yes.
Oh, what are baby owls called?
Owlets.
Owlets. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
What the fuck?
I knew okay. that. Thank you, David Attenborough.
Oh, Ben. Ben, already this doesn't look good.
I'm feeling good now.
Okay, Ben. Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What colors do colorblind people have trouble distinguishing?
I know it.
Purple and green.
Is purple and green your final answer?
There's different types of colorblindness, though.
The most common, because it is definitely the most common.
Yeah, I think it's a purple and orange or purple and green. I don't know. Purple and green.
Incorrect. Red and green.
Yeah, I knew red was one.
Shit, Ben. I thought you were going to win. You're losing.
I'm feeling more confident now.
There was a redhead kid when I was in high school. There was a redhead kid who was colorblind. He's like, I don't know what everyone's problem is.
Okay, Matthew.
Yeah.
What's the space between windows called? It's a pretty big word.
No, and I know it too because Rob, because my stepdad is
I'm giving you five, four.
Can we steal if the other person gets it wrong?
Interfenestration. Interfenestration. Is that it? Did I get it? Yes!
What is going on?
Ah, yes! Oh, I'm loving this.
Oh, this is God. Like in those movies where like the dropkick guy, it's like he'd learn stuff accidentally all the way through the movie, and then at the end, the thing happens, and it's all like because he's been smoking weed and he's been measuring up his weed and shit, like using a special type of scale. I'm like, what is a special type of scale? He's like, oh my god, man! He's got all the answers very relative to his life.
David Attenborough, my stepdad, for those first two answers. God. Thank you.
That answer gave me a headache. Okay. Yeah, I cannot believe you got into fenestration. Mm. Okay, Ben. At the time of the Titanic's sinking, who was its captain?
9 p.m. the bearded man with the hat.
Yes, but what was his name, Benjamin?
Who was Brian Cox played him or?
No, who played him? Who was he?
Who was him?
Don't know. I wasn't on the Titanic.
You weren't? So that's a part, that's a zero, that's a give up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ben, Jesus Christ. It's Edward Smith.
Edward Smith.
Okay.
Of the Smith family.
Matthew.
Come on, Ben. Don't be so dumb.
Ben, there's no way he gets this one. Be ready for the steal. Who invented the thermometer?
Galileo. What do you mean there's no way he gets that one?
No. I need full name. Thank you.
Oh, Galileo Galilei.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's three for Matt. Okay, I thought that one. I guess you got into fenestration, so how would you like
to Galileo? Sorry, can we get a check on the scores, please, everybody?
That is 3 to Matt, 0 to Ben. Benjamin, come on. Okay, Ben, this is all you. Who allegedly wrote the song Golden Years for Elvis Presley?
Fucking bullshit.
But ended up recording it himself?
All right, Paul Anka.
Who wrote the song Golden Years for Elvis Presley?
I know this one. Can I get it?
It's Bowie.
Full name, please.
Beck's going to message me and say I got it wrong because I'm not going to say his like pre-fame name, but it's David Bowie.
Well done. That's a point to Ben.
Davy Jones.
It was David Bowie. Ben, I was really worried that you weren't going to get that one. Okay. Matthew.
Yeah.
Which is the only country that sports the Bible on its national flag?
Dominican Republic?
You got to be fucking kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Dominican Republic, I didn't even know that was a country.
You're gonna learn your geography. Right. You're gonna learn your flag.
Have you guys conferred before this? What's going on?
No, I haven't. I've literally got a thing right up here. I will take a picture of it and send it to the group.
Look, my phone's tucked away in my lap, but it's not on. Put it there face down. My notes. I could show you my notes.
All right, I'm taking a picture of my setup right now. And I'll send it to you after this.
I don't know whether this says more about me than you that I'm officially very skeptical right now. to Dominican Republic, I was like, all right, this is bullshit.
Interfenestration didn't have you going? All right, here we go.
Nah, because this is his excuse of, Rob working.
Yeah, that's not a bad, that's true. I kind of buy it. I don't really buy it. I'm not entirely sure yet. Even though I've got the questions in front of me. Okay, Ben. All right,
let's go 5 for 5. And Ben, what was that? Oh, you've got one. That's fine.
Well, there's still something like 68 questions to go.
No. I think we'll do one more each.
Okay. It's my chance to catch up.
Ben, which country consumes the most chocolate per capita?
Per capita.
That's the question.
A good stat. I don't know. There's folks that make a lot, but it's got to be Americans, right? But some bullshit European chocolate. Is it the Swiss?
It is Switzerland. Well done, Benjamin. Okay. Matthew.
Yeah.
If you get this, you will be crowned king of all trivia.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
Of all the following human genetic haplogroup names. Sorry, I read the question wrong. I apologize. The question wrong. All of the following human genetic haplogroup names are shared between Y chromosome and mitochondrial DNA haplogroups, except what group?
Haplogroup U.
Yes, it's haplogroup U.
I fucking thought so. I thought as much.
Oh my god!
Do you know when I messaged Aiden and came up with this idea? Pretty much 20 minutes after Andrea.
Yeah. All right. The first two, I was like, fair enough. Okay. I mean, trivia, there's a lot of luck involved in trivia. You just got to get shit, you know, and it seems like it's in his wheelhouse. And then the Dominican Republic's like, nah. Bullshit.
Haplogroup U.
I don't even know what a haplogroup is.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
But I like the fact that as well, it was like the following groups. And you didn't
and then I didn't
out,
give
did
any groups. No,
no, it's you. Don't worry about the rest. I know.
Don't worry about it. I know.
Was that the, was that the end of the, oh, I thought that was the end of the question.
No, it was. That was the end of the question.
Even, couldn't even understand the question. No, no. I don't know the answer.
No. No.
I can't tell you, Ben, just how much I've been. When did Andrea happen?
Saturday.
Since Saturday, I've been debating with my whole family whether or not I should have flipped this on its head and contacted you.
I was
that would have been very funny.
I was very concerned that that was going to happen. The second I said it to you, I went, there is a chance he's going to turn this around. But
instantly, I looked at my father. We were watching the footy. I was like, do I double agent him? But I didn't.
What did he say?
Dad instantly said yes. He's like, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
He knows how to make content.
Yeah, do you think that's funnier? Like, yeah, of course it's funnier. But I was worried Matt would be ready for it. It wouldn't go down quite as well.
Yeah.
God damn. That was really funny.
I had a good time, in case anybody wants to know. I enjoyed that.
Great work, team.
That was really good. That was some really good content, boys.
And by the way, the winner was Matthew.
The winner was the viewer, really.
The winner was me because I got one question right.
Also, Sienna and Verity said, fuck all about the trivia. Everybody told me never bring it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we just spent 20 minutes doing it.
Yeah.
Sienna did say something to me, actually, that I thought was quite funny that I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Yeah?
She sent me this thing that, do you guys know how easy hamsters die?
I saw a thread, but I didn't read it.
I want to read this thread with you guys. It was called, please tell me how your hamsters died, because these bitches die from anything.
Okay.
And there's some absolute fucking zingers in here.
Is that an academic journal?
Yeah, it's the Academic Journal of TikTok. I popped a balloon and it had a heart attack.
How the fuck have they survived as a species?
No
this
idea.
Long?
No idea. It's a fucking joke. I sneezed so hard it died. Yeah. I had rats once, and rats are also pretty fucking fragile.
Are they?
Yeah, they can all like just have heart attacks and go up. And
I mean, if you leave any of these things outside, they freeze to death, right? So like, how does any of it live?
No idea. My mum vacuumed it by mistake. Thum.
That's horrifying. What if she had a Dyson? She could see it like in the collection.
Spinning around. Turn it on. Mine drowned in the dog water bowl and just floated there. Shouldn't have hamsters running around.
Yeah, what's that? Hamsters belong in a box. Actually, hamsters don't belong anywhere. Hamsters can go away. What are they adding to the world?
I had a serious talk with my brother when I visited him in Shep because he has rabbits running around his house.
Which brother? Like older brother?
No, the
middle one. With the child?
The one with the kids, yeah.
Oh, wait, around the house?
Yeah, I went inside and there was texture.
They're so dirty.
There was texture on the carpet and there was rabbits running around. And you know, rabbits don't have like sphincter muscles, so they just, the little bits of poo just fall out. Everywhere.
Whereas if they did, they'd be using the toilet properly.
Well, I mean, at least maybe they'd go to a spot, but they just kind of consistently just keep falling out, like me.
That's gross. That's gross. And rabbits don't smell that nice either.
No. Anyways, back to the hamsters.
Yeah.
She always climbed up her cage until she broke her neck. So stupid.
That is suicide. That's suicide via hamster.
Yeah. Well, if a person commits suicide, is it suicide via human?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can't suicide by... I mean, you're a hamster. If you're killing yourself, it's got to be by a hamster.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You know how you said last week was a shit podcast?
It's a very steady downward decline.
I feel like suicide has... No, all right, that's not a joke.
No.
I'd just be really pissed off if I was the guy who invented rope. You know what I mean? It would have.
That's not the only thing ropes used for.
Yeah, but it's like, you know.
What do you mean?
Do you reckon there's people at like PR firms for rope?
Just rope in general.
A suicide, they're like, oh, we've had another suicide. What did they use? Rope. Fuck. Again, this is a nightmare for us. We've got to get ahead of this thing, folks. Quick.
It's like Subway when Jared Fogle got found out. They're like, oh, shit.
Now they're just sending out marketing material of like wrapping up birthday presents with nylon rope and just like, just find some other shit we could do with this stuff.
He fell down the stairs in a hamster ball. Not Jared Fogle. Sense. That was hamsters.
Wait, how did it die? Isn't it in armor?
No, it just went go, 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 go. Yeah, it's in. But imagine falling downstairs in armor. Your brain rattles around inside that helmet.
You would have to be running along with the ball. And if you tripped, you just go, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, I just thought like one of those ones that stay across the edge.
Parents left me alone, so I let my hamster free in the living room. It ran straight into the fireplace.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's like Shamu.
What?
It's like Shamu was all caged as soon as they like wanted to be free. I mean, there was a joke there somewhere.
Did Shamu...
Choose your own adventure joke.
What the fuck happened to Shamu?
Wasn't Shamu the killer whale at SeaWorld that was all depressed and bit someone, killed one of the things because it wanted to get out?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're probably.
No, yeah, I am.
Yeah,
you're right.
So that hamster's just like Shamu.
Yeah. I was like, did Shamu jump into a fireplace? I don't know what's going on here.
Shamu ran.
They let it into the living room. It went straight into the fireplace.
Just like.
I like this one. I said boo and it passed away on the spot. I wasn't even sad about it. I was just disappointed.
Oh, it's tiny little heart.
Its own fart scared him and died.
Imagine that. You would have died like so many times over, Matt.
Yeah, I'd be fucking... I should be dead. Sometimes when I smell my... Oh, God.
Last night, I farted and I swear to God, my hair turned white. It was like... It was something else. Do you know what I mean?
My friend took a photo of it with flash and it died.
A useless animal.
Mine had a seizure when it was 5 and me and my little brother thought it was giving us a dance show.
How many dark things do you think you've seen as a kid that you just sort of turn into some weird imagination thing?
I don't know if you've heard the stories about my iPad, my iPod Touch, but I've seen some dark things.
Oh, porn. Your brain must just be scrambled from fucking hours and hours of pornography and live leak back to back as a kid in bed.
Yeah.
Did you ever get confused and start...
No.
To the wrong... Okay.
No.
He answered that very... There's no jokes there.
No.
I absolutely did not want what someone said. Those court documents are supposed to be sealed.
Sealed, I tell you.
I would argue that this isn't the hamster's fault. I was holding him above... Well, I mean, some of them, but the hamster running into the fire. I mean, that's not, you know...
Victim blaming, saying that it's his fault to get vacuumed.
Yeah, true. I was holding him above my head, singing the Circle of Life, and dropped him 6 feet.
Onto what?
I guess the floor.
Onto a pile of spanks.
Oh, my God.
This is depressing.
Yeah, I thought these were going to be... They were, like, sort of goofy, and now they've gotten real bad.
They're just horrifying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Mine shat its organs out, then died.
Oh, my God.
Exploded after eating a carrot. My dad fed it too many Doritos, then it died on Canada Day. I'll forever love my patriotic baby.
I have heard, have you heard this, that you can make a seagull explode? I mean, you can. You definitely can make a seagull explode. But you can, if you give it Panadol or something, you can, like, make it...
I have heard that, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people at my school used to talk about that.
I've never... I'll put my hand up and say I've never tried it. Yeah.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. My hand's also up. Ben, is your hand up?
Hmm?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's done it.
Ben, did you kill a seagull with Panadol?
Did you kill a seagull, Ben?
Use my bare hands.
They are fucking annoying birds.
They're the worst.
Big time. So, what's going on in your lives, boys?
I was just about to say, I've really got nothing to say. I finished my assignments and I'm free as a bird now to do absolutely fucking nothing. in lockdown, which is fun.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an issue, isn't it?
What, doing nothing in lockdown?
Yeah, the whole fucking thing. I find this one's just way shitter than the other ones for some reason, even though it's only been like a week and a half.
Yeah, because the other ones I decide, like the last, the big one, I was like properly living my life and like I wasn't in denial. I'm in denial on this one. I don't feel like I'm in lockdown for whatever reason. And I'm getting up really late and I'm going to bed really late and I feel like everything's out of whack. Because like, in the last one, we used to go kick the football. I'd go out of the house to go to the grocery shopping.
I've wanted to kick the football, but it's also been pissing down rain for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. It's all, you know, it's just shitty.
It is a moody lockdown, this one.
Yeah. Also, it's the fourth one.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I'm over it.
It's like...
Yeah, when has the fourth in a series of movies ever been as good as the first?
Goblet of Fire.
Fast 4.
So there. I don't Thank think it's called Fast 4. Guys.
Yeah, it's like... It's like when I got my wisdom teeth out and then straight after it, I was like, I'm done with this. And then I got tummy pain for like 2 days. And I was like, this is way worse than the 10 days of not being able to eat.
Yeah.
Like, we thought we were done. Oh, and then we sort of just got surprised with this.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere as well.
I thought we were clean. I thought we were done.
Well, we were, and then South Australia fucked us.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They did. Yeah. Fucked us. Intentionally,
not
probably.
Not South Australia. One fucking jump.
Adelaide.
No, it's the whole state. I think they were conspired.
Yeah. Miss A game and the rest of them.
I mean, they all fucking blame us, so why can't I fucking blame them?
Yeah, so when the lockdown started, I looked over the border. They're all standing there laughing.
Yeah.
Are we in post show? This feels like a post show now.
Well, I'll tell you one last thing before we go into this will get us out. I was at Bruce's and we were watching the International Jazz Festival.
Did you drive there?
To Bruce's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked out to my car and got in and got out and went to Bruce's. and there was like a crooner. Like, who's that guy that you really love, Aiden?
Sinatra.
Sinatra. Oh, of course, Sinatra. I thought it was more niche than Sinatra. Isn't there someone else like? Not Dean Martin.
Dean Martin.
Sinatra. I'm surprised you did so well in trivia. That's weird.
No, I know who Frank Sinatra is, but I thought there was a more niche one that Aiden really liked.
I like a lot of them.
Michael Bublé.
Ah, yes.
It could have been Bublé. Could have been Martin. Could have been Sinatra. Could have been who's the other member of the Rat Pack?
Sammy Davis Jr. SDJ.
I was watching. There was a lot of like international jazz, and then the English speaking jazz was a proper crooner. And I really thought that crooners would have gone out of fashion in today's climate. But he was up there. He was doing his thing.
Do you reckon? Why? It's just good singing.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more like the crooner lifestyle.
I feel like crooning's just mumbling with style.
Yes, and being slightly drunk.
Yeah, that's it. It's not crooning unless you got a martini or a scotch.
Yeah. No means yes, zidibidi bes. Yeah.
that's the crooner.
That's the part I thought might have gone out of fashion.
Yeah, I would say that's probably out of fashion.
Statutory ribbity bibbity bap bow way. Yeah. Badoo woo.
Why is he scatting as well?
If your dinner's cold, it's okay to overreact.
Oh my god.
Stay at work as late as you want and then contribute nothing to the household. When you see your kids once a week, slap them across the face and get out of their space.
Hey, it's Matty from GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this week's episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show available exclusively to our Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/TheRealGMAT. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast where we wrap up the show and discuss everything we didn't have time for. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.